Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutanay Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bhakti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desikari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're adjusting so many things. The sequence, primarily at this time, so that vows can be taken before Sri Sri Radha Damodar. So I'll speak something about initiation. I'll speak something about the japa retreat that we've just been experiencing. And I'll speak something about our initiates, instructions for them, encouragement for them. Specifically, what the japa retreat is doing is making a sincere attempt to go from regulative, Namabhas chanting because it's duty and we're dutiful and so we chant. There's some faith that by this process of chanting one will become purified. But the retreat has been to go beyond just that much effort. Just repeat something that was spoken during the retreat itself. Jiva Goswami mentions that the unsteady bhakti is at the lower end of Namabhas. Let's just say like what Ajamil did. That was Namabhas. He wasn't even intending to chant the holy name of the Lord. He was intending, because of his attachment to his son in a time of difficulty, he called the name of his son, the object of his attachment. It just so happened that the name of his son was a name of God. And in that moment of desperation, he actually thought of God. He thought of the Supreme Lord, and thus he was protected. But it wasn't his initial intent. That's the lower end of Namabhas. But how powerful. And then there's something more intermediate, something like what we do. And then there's this trying to reach for the upper end of Namabhas, which is what that definition we read Srila Prabhupada had given. That is, with great sincerity and conscientious, consistent effort, one strives to bring one's attention to the holy name. This is Namabhas, the upper end. Because from that position, we heard several times about serving the holy name, or the culture of service in that mood, then something happens. Something shifts in our heart, or the clouds of the sky part, or some experience comes through of the all-merciful Lord. It's degrees of mercy, because the Lord is always merciful, and His name, we heard in Namastakam by Rupa Goswami, Nama Rupa is even more merciful than Svarupa, Krishna's spiritual form in the spiritual world. He descends in this age of Kali to give benediction to all. So our effort has been to go towards that upper limit of Namavasa and try to take shelter of the holy name exclusively. Because that's the nature of love, is exclusive. Fortunately, Krishna is ashraya, or the shelter of all other things, and so when we take shelter of Krishna, or exclusively we have our love for Krishna, it includes all other beings, all other entities, to experience that. That's the reward of those who undergo this process of trying and anticipating the Lord's merciful nature coming through. With regard to the initiation ceremony, so there's this effect of intention or sankalpa we've been speaking about. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the talks between sage Prabuddha and Maharaj Nimi, those earlier chapters of canto 11, Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasa Shreya Uttama Shabdhe Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Upasham Ashrayam. This understanding is there that Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. When there's this inquisitiveness, Jigyasu, into Shreya Uttama, the ultimate benefit for the living being, then in such a situation, Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta, one must take shelter of and surrender unto the spiritual master. So, Srila Prabhupada is our founder acharya for ISKCON, and all of us, whether with the formal title of Diksha, recognized, whatever it's called, authorized Diksha Guru in ISKCON, and all those that aren't in that, with that particular title, we all have the service of representing the disciplic succession. From where I was sitting during the japa retreat, right where Jai Jagannath is sitting, I tried to sit where I could see Radha Damodar and see Tulsi Devi and Giriraj Maharaj, who very kindly, his presence filled the room. It was big, powerful difference. And Radha Damodar liked it too. They were very happy. So, seated in that position, I was practically facing the disciplic succession, as well as Tulsi and Giriraj. And that picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very powerful. And look at our disciplic success. Look at the assembly of great pure devotees that are in our disciplic succession. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who lived to be 140 something. And he was just absorbed in the holy name. Any pictures you see of him, or paintings rather, he's so old he can't sit straight. He got hunched over and chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. That the place in Mayapur, where after he had been in Vrindavan for so long, at the invitation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came to Sridham Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that the sitting place where he sat, overlooking the Ganga and the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, he saw Krishna. Oh, I haven't seen Krishna, not like that. There's Radha Damodar, but you know, just through total absorption in chanting the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted Jagannath Das Babaji as his Shiksha Guru, and mentioned this just when I'll expand on the idea. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even as a young man, was a brilliant intellectual. But that intellectualism didn't make him an acharya. But when he contacted Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and the chanting of the holy name, the teachings and the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that gift of intellect that Krishna had given him, empowered by the chanting of the holy name, produced volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of wonderful literature, just as this painting shows. It's Chaturmasya, so he's undergoing tapa, chanting the holy name, and absorbed in the holy name and the transcendental scriptures, just as a service unto everyone, and not excluding anyone, the intellectuals and the village people, the people in India, the people around the world. His vision was so astounding that it's taken generations to fill that vision. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji, the renunciation personified, so absorbed in chanting of the holy name, that although such a renounced man, he went and heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a householder father of 10 children, because of his transcendental brilliance. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we chanted 64 rounds yesterday. He chanted 3 times 64 rounds every day for years. Something like 9 years. 3 billion names. Throughout all the seasons of the year. And still had time to do some writing and teaching and training. You know, imagine what that teaching and training was like after he finished 3 times 64 rounds. How powerful was his vrata, was his sankalpa, was his determination. And all of them, but especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, envisioning the worldwide spreading of the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, picked up by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and manifested by Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the same message of purity so liberally. Even Prabhupada said about himself, maybe too liberally. If I made one mistake, it is that I accepted so many disciples who are not qualified. But what can I do? Because I'm a follower of Lord Nityananda and he's so merciful. Because Prabhupada ended up having to manage the society that he created, you know, the unpolished, putting it mildly, personalities that were very enthusiastically running around and spreading Krishna consciousness. It was rough and tumble times, as Padahari was sharing this morning. The good old days were, you know, rough sometimes. So our emphasis in this japa retreat has been purity. Purity of heart, purity of purpose, setting that foundation at the very beginning of one's practice. I mean, certainly for those devotees that are literally just beginning, that's the message you're hearing, that's the culture you're receiving. And the expansive nature of the Hare Krishna explosion we also heard the explanation. It was based upon the faith of what Prabhupada wanted, and what Prabhupada wanted during the short remaining years of his life was to establish a foundation for a worldwide society of devotees. And then that worldwide society of devotees learned that we don't just distribute Prabhupada's books, but we should read them too. And not only we should read them too, but we should live them. We should imbibe the message in our very character. And that's a challenge because the teachings are pure devotional service. So, tasmat guru prapadyita jigyasu shreya uttama. Shabdhe pare chanishnatam brahmani upashamashrayam. The inquisitive spirit must be there on the part of someone who is going to become a disciple, otherwise there's no need, there's no meaning. And inquisitiveness means, then I'll apply that which I've understood in the mood of service. And just like, you know, we heard so many nice instructions about chant the holy name, and it's not snap your fingers and it's done, to chant with absorption. So it's abhyasa. One of the sections of message I didn't cover is being covered right now, this moment. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagami. No, it requires practice, constant practice with this, with focus. I was thinking again about this magnifying glass being used to capture the rays of the sun and make a fire. You have to, you don't just put the magnifying glass up in the air and it makes a fire. You have to very carefully hold the position, adjust the position, attend to it very carefully, hold it steadily for a period of time, and then you start to see some action. The little smoldering slither of smoke coming, little bit of flame, then a little flame, and then full flame. So this inquisitiveness into the Shreya Uttama, you have to hold that position. So initiation marks, here's a devotee, here's an individual who has done like that. They're not perfected souls, but they've maintained very serious, steady effort to inquire imbibe, act upon the message of pure devotional service. At least striving in that way in a consistent manner. Then taking shelter and being accepted. So initiation is submission and being accepted. Look at that. Disciplic succession that is accepting you. And all the way back to Krishna. I was having a discussion with Badahari about this statement of Krishna, please accept me in the receptive mode. It's a little of my sharing with all of you about my experience with that. Was Badahari was sharing with me, Krishna's more than accepting. He's calling us. So, what does it mean, Krishna, please accept me? It's like, we're the one that's hung up, not him. He's not standing there with his arms across his chest saying, no deal. I won't accept you. You're not good enough. Or something like that. Krishna's ever inviting. But the Krishna, please accept me, it's a submission. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says initiation is an act of submission and an act of acceptance. So in that submission, I like the prayer, Krishna, please accept me. So I was standing before Radha Damodar praying, please accept me. Please accept me. Hare Krishna. Please accept me. Please engage me in your service. And I felt something, but the something that I felt was this deep, the lila of Radha Damodar is normally Yashoda Damodar, not Radha Damodar. This is Radha Damodar. This is a very unique lila. Oh, I'm not sure I understand the Radha Damodar lila. So I stood before Lalita. You know how to serve Radha. You know what serving Radha is all about. Lalita, please accept me. If you accept me, Radha and Damodar will accept me. And it was very exciting. And then, how do we have access to Lalita? What qualification do we have? She's so confidential associate. Srimati Radharani. So, Rupa Goswami, in his spiritual form, is Rupa Manjari, who's the Manjari serving Lalita, who serves Radha. So, praying to Rupa Goswami, please accept me. And I was thinking, well, Narottam Das Thakur, he knows how to be accepted by Rupa Goswami in his Rupa Manjari Padma. So I got the songbook and was reading Narottam Das Thakur's prayers to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And those lotus feet are way up there. To be accepted at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, who is at the lotus feet of Lalita, who is at the lotus feet of Radha, who is at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's like, how elevated. And Krishna is so merciful, he's forever inviting us. So, but we're busy with so many things. And we're dutifully chanting, but where's our attention? So, Prabhupada has taught us that. I was contemplating all these things while chanting. Prabhupada has taught us that matter doesn't move by itself. So many examples he's given. You have your big 747s, but without the pilot, it doesn't go. You have so many machines, but without the operator of the machine doesn't go. You have your nice automobiles, but without your driver, it'll just sit there. And similarly, this body, without the soul within the body. And the universe, you know, everything, matter moves by spirit. So this mind, we're chanting, but the mind isn't there. The mind is so many other places but there. So what's going to move it? To Krishna. It's the will, this Shreya Uttama, I want. And our acharyas are there to give us this path, very clearly marked path. It's not like a hidden treasure where you have to find the treasure map to find the treasure. It's like broadcast. Here's the map. There's the treasure. Go for it. We'll hold you by your hand. Let's go. So, please accept me. So it's a commitment or dedication or this little sankalpa ceremony we just did. Very nice. And initiation. It's, please accept me. The whole disciplic succession and Krishna accept you. Proportionate to our submission. That's what initiation is. And same with our chanting. Proportionate to our commitment to the holy name. Absorption. At least striving, abhyasa. Endeavoring sincerely, just like Prabhupada's description, sincerely and consistently to be attentive. So, I think this is wonderful. I think, you know, the culture of encouraging and training and preparing devotees to be initiated into the chanting of the holy name, but that's what chanting of the holy name means. And here's the tools, here's the encouragement, look at the support. Just look around, and because your service is just up the street a ways at State College, and by the presence of Radha Damodar and ISKCON Gita Nagari, for years State College has had some kind of a college program, you know, a Hare Krishna program on campus, and you're the fruit of their mercy. And I meant to share this with both of you, but, you know, just start making a list of some special mercy that seems to be flowing into your lives, and the list gets long real fast. Right? I mean, big ones too. After this Japa retreat is over, Bhadra Hari is going to go and stay with him for 3 days. It just kind of fell out of the sky. And then, okay, then we can have some nice program on campus and have some of those few hundred students that came for the Janmashtami program 2 days before the retreat started. We can let them know, and they can come and experience Hare Krishna Kirtan and then come again for another college mantra, yoga, so, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So many things. So many things. Just tribulation too, but tribulation, challenges, they're also another way of increasing our shelter taking. And fortunately, by the support of and resources that Krishna has given both of you, you're seeing in that way. You're taking shelter. More strong shelter. Krishna giving more resources. It's just, it's wonderful, it's exciting. Isn't it? It's very exciting. Who would have thought that Krishna consciousness would be so exciting? Many people begin, especially for, you know, South Indian, I've experienced many, South Indian students taking shelter of Krishna consciousness because it's, you know, it's nice to do some religious thing in your life. You add that to the you know, to growing up. It's, you know, helps you be pious, and pious helps you prosper. And it's just nice to be religious. And then something else happened. Here you are, sitting before Radha Damodar, being accepted by the disciplic succession, and having mercy and mercy and mercy pour into your life. Just see how merciful is Krishna. So merciful. And what did any one of us, let's say, you know, you two, what did you two do in particular? Just happened to be at the right place at the right time. You were passing by, and the downpour of Radha Damodar's mercy came, and oh, what's this? And the whole network of loving relationships is being extended your way. That's what ISKCON is supposed to be, not the other thing we spoke about. Network of loving relationships. And it starts, just as Bhadahari said so very eloquently, because it was so simply stated, that the seed is just the holy name, and nurtured by the teachings of pure devotional service. And then those teachings are meant to go in, not just, you know, information that we recite, but the quality that we live our lives by. So when the RT ends, the door is going to close. So I think we need to... Is that right? She's looking at you, Mother Kalini. Our pujari is, Lochinapadma is looking at you. What time does the door normally close?
It's supposed to close
Huh?
Okay. We're
going to
hold it open.
Okay, for... 2.5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I'll stop speaking so that we can do our vows before the deities. You both can go together, so do it quickly. Before Prabhupada, offer your obeisances. Go all the way over to the Vyasasthan. Have to be able to reach you, so you come here. Good. Before Srila Prabhupada and Shri Radha Damodar, Lalita and Vishakha and Gaur Nitai and Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra and your spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas who you chanted 64 rounds with, and Mother Kalini and all the wonderful devotees here, you can take some vows. This is more than a sankalpa, this is a vow. Not just an intention, it's a vow. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant daily?
At least 16.
Okay, and the rules that you'll follow?
No meditation, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay. And the teachings of Srila Prabhupada will be the guiding light of your life, and you'll try your best to follow them for the remainder of your life. Yes? Okay. Your initiated name is Gaura Narayan Das.
Hare!
Ganga, Ganga Narayan. Ganga Narayan. There's another Gaura Narayan. Ganga Narayan was a very important personality in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line. He was a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. You can read about his life. Narottam Das Thakur was not born in a Brahmin family, but Ganga Narayan was. And another friend of his was. But they didn't think of whether Narottam Das Thakur, what family he was born in. They saw his qualification, and he became his disciple. And the smart Brahmins of the time, they didn't like this. Someone who's not a Brahmin initiating a Brahmin? Terrible. So they went to challenge him. Katuri. So they went, the whole ensemble of big pundits, headed by one super pundit. And this in Bhakti Ratnakar. They placed themselves as shopkeepers in disguise. One selling pan. You know, I don't know why pundits were going to buy pan, but I guess they would go and buy pan. Another clay pot salesman, like a merchant. And as they came to buy their wares, they spoke in pure Sanskrit. And they went to the other one, they spoke in pure Sanskrit. And the town was known as the place of Narottam Das Thakur. So they asked, you know, where did you learn Sanskrit? Oh, from our teacher. Who's your teacher? Narottam Das Thakur. So they went back and told the head Brahmin, if these people who are the shop owners are speaking pure Sanskrit, we're in big trouble with Narottam Das Thakur. Let's go the other direction. And they were great devotees, great, great, great preachers at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur, who was at the feet of Rupa Goswami, who was at the feet of Ganga Narayan Das. Okay. You nervous? The rules that you follow? And you chant on these rounds how many, or these beats how many rounds a day? Okay. And you'll follow your husband in following the teachings of Srila Prabhupada for the rest of your life. And you'll try to learn bhajan very nicely from Bhadahari. That's very easy. Okay. Your initiated name is Barsana Dasi. No explanation needed. The home of Srimati Radharani. You'll have to visit Barsana. You've seen pictures? Talk to Mother Kalini, she'll tell you about Barsana. For hours. But Hari too, he'll tell you all about Barsana. And then you'll want to go. Okay, so the curtain, the door can be closed. Thank you very much. So we'll now go back to the ordinary sequence. We'll chant Sri Brahma Samhita together, invoking auspicious mantra. Thank you. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sarma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Puteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Venum Kanvantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Varhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Aloda Chandra Kalasat Vandamalya Bhamshi Ratnam Garam Pranaya Keli Kalavilasam Shamam Tribanga Laditam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashyanti Pati Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sarujvala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achutim Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayoratapi Manasomuni Pungavanam Sopyastiyad Prapadasinya Vachintya Tatve Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ekopyaso Prachayatam Jagadanda Kotim Yashakti Rasti Jagadanda Chayaya Dantaha Andanta Rasta Paramano Chayanta Rastam Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yadbhava Bhavata Diyomana Jasta Taiva Samprapya Rupa Mahimasha Nayana Bhushaha Suktairya Meva Nigama Patatai Stuvanti Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratipavitavis Dabhirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhihi Goloka Eva Nivisatya Kilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayesho Vilokayanti Yashama Sundaram Achincha Gunasvarupam Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Paramadi Murta Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhubaneshu Kinto
Krishna Swayam Samavara
Paramakumanyo Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasudhadi Vibhoti Bhinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya Hiyasya Jagadanda Shatani Sute Raikunya Tadvishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattvavalambi Parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
ananda chinmaya prasamataya manapso yatraninam panipalam smarutam upetya vilayatena bhuvanani jagatya chasram govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami golokanami nijadami talecha tasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Techeya Vihitashchayena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Kristi Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharati Durga Yashanu Rupam Apiyasya Tateshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Kshiram Yathatiti Vikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Nihitatak Pritagasti Hetoho Yaksham Bhutam Apitatasam Upaiti Karyat Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dipakshir Eva Kritisham Taram Abhyupetya Dipaya Ritheto Samana Dharma Vyastatra Eva Hija Vishnu Tamapati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yakara Narna Bhajade Bhajati Sma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupaha Adara Shaktim Avalambya Param Swamurtim Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yasyaita Nishvasita Kalamatavalambhya Jivanti Loma Vidaja Jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahantriha Yasya Kalavishesho Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Bhaspanya Kangsma Sakaleshu Najeshu Tejaha Sviyam Yad Pekabihad Kadvi Kadvadatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yad Pada Pallava Yogam Vinidhaya Kumbha Vandve Pranama Samaye Saganadi Rajaha Vignan Vihankam Alamasya Jagatrayasya Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Agnir Mahim Gagadam Hambu Marudishascha Kalasta Tatma Manasita Jagatrayani Yasmat Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yamcha Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yachchakshirisa Savita Sakalakrahanam Raja Samasta Suramurtir Ashesha Tejaha Yasyagyaya Pramiti Samrita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmota Papa Nichaya Shrutayashta Pamsi Brahmadi Kita Patagavadayascha Jivaha Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yastvindra Gopam Atavindra Amohosva Karma Bandhanu Rupa Palapajanam Atunoti Karmani Nirdahitu Kintu Jabhakti Bhajam Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yam krodha kamam sahaja pradiyadi bhiti Vatsalya moha gurupora vasevya bhavai Sanchintya tasya sadrishim tanam apurete Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpatarabho Drama Bhumish Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kata Ganam Natyam Ganamam Api Vangshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Param Api Tad Asvadyam Api Cha sa yatra kshiradhi shravati sura vibhyascha sumahan nimeshad yakyo vavrajati yahi yatrapi samaya vaje shveta dvipam tam aham iha golokamityam vidantaste santa shiti virala charakati paye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam
Arti Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Om pavitra pavitra va sarva stam gato piva yasmare kundari kaksham namaya abhyantara suci Sri Vishnu Om pavitra pavitra va sambhato piva sarva rastam gato piva yasmare kundari kaksham abhaya abhyantara suci Sri Vishnu Om pavitra pavitra va
sambhato piva
sarva sambhato piva
yasmare
kundari kaksham abhaya abhyantara suci
Now we'll chant responsively. You're gonna, you know the procedure with grains, both of you? After each mantra, when we say swaha, you take a few pinch of grains and three times into the fire, yes? Om
Agyana
Timirantasya
Dhananjana
Salakaya
Chakshur
Unmiritam
Yena
Tasmai
Shri
Gurave
Namaha
Swaha.
Chaitanya
Manobhishtam
Stapitam
Yena Bhutale
Swayam
Rupa
Kadamayam
Dadati Sva
Adantikam
Svaha.
Guru
Sri
Yuta
Padakamalam
Sri Gurun
Vaishnavanscha
Sri
Rupam
Sagrajatam
Sahagana
Raganatam
Tam
Sajivam
Sadvetam
Sabadutam
Parijana
Sahitam
Krishna Chaitanya
Devam
Sri Radha
Krishna
Padan
Sahagana
Lalita
Sri
Vishaka
Anvitamscha
Svaha.
Prishthaya
Bhutade
Srimate
Bhaktivedanta
Swami
Iti
Namine
Namaste
Sarasate
Deve
Gauravani
Tacharine
Nirvishesha
Shunyavadi
Paschatya
Deshatarine
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha.
Nama Om
Vishnupadaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Bhutade
Srimate
Bhakti
Siddhanta
Saraswati
Iti
Namine
Shri
Varshabhanavi
Devi
Dayataya
Kripabdhaye
Krishna Sambandha
Vijnana
Dayane
Prabhave
Namaha
Madhuryojvala
Premadhya
Shri
Rupanuga
Bhaktida
Shri Gaura
Karuna
Shakti
Vigrahaya
Namostute
Namaste
Gauravani
Shri
Murtaye
Dinatarine
Rupanuga
Virudhapa
Apasiddhanta
Dvandaharine
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha.
Nam
kishoraya
sakshad
vairagya murtaye
vipralambha
asambodhe padambhujaya te namaha swaha Bhaktivinodaya Satchit Anandanamine Gaura Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuga Parayate Saha 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 Gaura Virbhava Tvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya He Namaha Vaha 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 Ancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa-sindhobhya eva-cha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Saha Pancha Tatpatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Svaha Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Svaha Sarutopango Mamamanda Matir Gati Matsarvasvapadam Bhoja Radha Madana Mohana Swaha 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 Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadaha Sriman Ratnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Peshtadibhi Devya Mano Smarami Swaha Sarambhi Vangshivata Tatastitaha Karshandeno Svanair Gopir Gopinata Priyestunaha Swaha Swaha
Tata Kanchana Gaurangi
Tata Kanchana Gaurangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanusute Devi
Vrishabhanusute Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye
Pranamami Hari Priye
Aha Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Shri
Advaita Gadadhar
Shri
Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Rama Hare Rama
Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Saha
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 Okay, final mantra is standing. Take your banana if you would please.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya
Namo
Brahmana Hittaya Cha
Jagat
Hittaya Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya Namo Namaha